Before we begin, permit me to thank those of you who have responded already to our encouragement to join us on our No Retreat Advancing the Gospel Together Spring Matching Gift Campaign. Wow, that's a long title, but wow, are we glad that so many of you have already said we would like to support a ministry that will not retreat, that will proclaim the gospel rightly and loudly. And they will do it all in service to the local church. We have huge plans coming up for the next year. And I would like to again encourage those of you who have not yet become a gospel partner, would you please consider joining us? Your gift will be doubled. It is our spring matching gift campaign, which means your gift will go a very long way. And we will be very grateful. And we will never stop proclaiming the gospel. FortisInstitute.org/donate.
Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
God told me to tell you this.
That's paganism.
Do you really expect and anticipate that the divine voice of God can be heard by you?
That's horoscope reading.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God.
That's reading tea leaves.
You can't have a relationship to God if you can't hear God.
That is not biblical Christianity.
You want to hear God speak to you? Read your Bible. If you want to hear God speak to you audibly, read it out loud. I promise you, 100% guaranteed, you will hear Him speak.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Tell me, dear, are you lonesome too?
Ah, this is Wretched Radio, man.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight.
Lots of people are.
You know, someone said the world's a stage and each of us play a part.
Uh-oh.
Plus tax.
It's going sideways for E.
Read your line so cleverly. Never missed a cue. And it came back too. You forgot the words. You seem to change, you fool. You acted strange. And why? I've never known.
Pull it together, E. Come on.
Why ever did it?
No.
Honey, who am I talking to?
Oh, boy.
You lied when you said you loved me. I had no cause to doubt you. But I go on hearing your lies.
Oh, this hurts my heart.
And you go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there without any hair. I don't know.
Oof.
If you will come back to me. What the heck with you?
Get it together, Elvis. Come on.
Is your heart still pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if it's possible the solution for your personal loneliness pandemic could be found right down the street from your house in a Bible teaching church. That's right. We're experiencing what is widely believed to be an unprecedented epoch of loneliness. And yet we shouldn't be, should we? We got all the bells and whistles, all the razzle dazzle, getting all the serotonin hits. We should be happy as clams, but we're more miserable and we are more separated and we are feeling more alone than ever before. And maybe, this is an opportunity for us to readjust our thinking about the beauty and the value of the local church and start touting it. Somebody becoming a participant in a church doesn't make them a Christian. But could we not, for the people who are feeling so desperately alone, say, hey, I know a place. There's a place of community. And it's centered around something loftier than ourselves. Would you like to come and see what that community is like? And so I believe because of the loneliness pandemic, we have an evangelistic opportunity and we have an opportunity to genuinely help those who are professors of Jesus Christ not be so lonely by encouraging them, please become a serving member of a local church. An article in the Christian Post, why your search for the perfect church is making you lonelier. Perhaps you're one of those people, and I can relate to you because I was one of those people. Got to find a perfect church. Got to be perfect. second I walk in the door, if everything isn't right, whoop, that those two end chairs, one of them is crooked. The feng shui is off. We're out of here, kids. This church is no good. And we keep thinking we've got to wait until we find the perfect church. Then we'll sink into that. But that mindset, it almost guarantees, give it time and you will find something that will cause you to say, vamoos, we are out of here because this is not the perfect church. And I thought this article was particularly helpful, written by a fellow from Hope International to help us perhaps readjust our standard for the local church, especially if you're not currently serving in one. It might explain why you too are feeling like Elvis. Okay, that probably wasn't the right way to phrase it. But if you're lonesome tonight, perhaps this adjustment will help. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he wrote, "He who loves his dream of a community more than Christian community itself becomes a destroyer of the latter." Did you catch it? He who loves his dream of community, it's going to look like this. It's going to feel like that. Everybody's going to treat me like this, and we're all going to do that, and we're going to be on the same page. There'll be no disagreement. Everybody will do what I think is best. But you don't love the community itself. You will destroy the community itself because our expectations are off. This fellow writes, community is costly. Isolation is far costlier. Maybe that will help you to give this a hearing that you maybe would consider reigniting your passion and your commitment to the local church because it is better. It can be harder, but it's better than loneliness. Question, do I care enough about community to allow myself to be inconvenienced for it? Because there is a myth of cozy community where everything is going to be perfect. It can't be perfect. That's the whole point of the local church. It's the very thing that helps us grow in sanctification. If we hope to experience the beautiful, life-giving community that God intended, we must begin not with our calendars, but with our expectations. The way we think about community either shapes or sabotages our experience of it. I know this feeling all too well. I do. When you go to church with a scorecard, look out, you're going to be disappointed. Look, we know there's tons of stinkers. I'm not talking about those places. They never preach the gospel. The word is tertiary. It's a silly center. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just a good, faithful Bible teaching church. Is it going to be like what you hear on the radio from radio preachers? No, there's a reason those guys are on the radio. They are the exception, not the rule. But remember, the sermon that is prepared by your local pastor in your local church is better than any sermon that John MacArthur, R.C. Sproul, Albert, you pick your favorite preacher. That sermon prepared for you, as stammering and as lacking in eloquence as it might be, is better than any sermon preached by any famous radio preacher on radio in human history, which would only go back to Marconi's invention of the radio. Why? Because it was prepared for you. But if you go thinking it's got to be like that, disappointment. If you go thinking nobody's going to bug you, if you go thinking I've got to find a parking place that is close to the front door, if you go thinking the music has to be your preference, and believe me, I've got preferences, by bargains, then you're going to be disappointed. Now, can you shop for a church that checks more of your preferential boxes? Sure, but those are not supreme. Supreme is, are the elders godly men who are desiring to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ and to shepherd you? You got a good church. If they are preaching faithfully, you got a good church. If they are serious about serving the Lord, you got yourself a good church. They don't have good kid programs. That's not a bad church. It's just a church that doesn't have kids programs. You want the basics, the foundations, when they are laid for you in the context of a local, it's a good church. Join it. And don't just visit it on Sunday. Participate in the life of the church. This article is very helpful. We've been culturally conditioned to value quick, easy, and hassle-free experiences. We want our friends to have AAA roadside assistance so that we don't have to go pick them up. We don't have to go change a tire. We want people to make sure that they've got a well-paying job so that we don't have to give any money or buy them any groceries. We want to make sure that people's marriages are really strong, because if they're not, I might need to get involved to help them out. We like easy. We like clean. But that is not what church is designed to be. Common phrases like, I tried, but it just didn't work out, or I wasn't getting anything out of church, reveals the consumer mindset that can seep into our relationships. Consumer relationships where you scratch my back, I scratch yours, but you got to scratch my back first. Otherwise, I'm out of here. I'm taking my back, I'm taking my scratcher, and I'm out of here. It's a consumer relationship, and it collapses when things are not perfect or difficult or challenging. They can't bear the weight of sacrifice or inconvenience or conflict. So when this idealized version of church is your mindset, you're never going to find a good local church. You just won't. This isn't what I signed up for. And you go searching for greener pastures over and over and over again. I remember met a fellow once who talked about church shopping. He literally said, my wife and I, we've been to 39 churches. We just can't find a good one. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe at this point, the problem isn't the church. Maybe there's something else going on here. If you can never find a perfect church, well, you got to know you're never going to find a perfect church. But the problem isn't the local church. The problem is our attitude. And here's the irony. That cycle, seeking, finding, disappointing, seeking, finding, disappointment, it just deepens the loneliness epidemic. Personally, the consumer approach to relationships is going to fail you and leave you lonely. But there is an alternative, and you're going to love this one, my Presbyterian friends. The covenantal approach to the local church. What exactly is that? Next on Wretched Radio.
No retreat. That's the name of Fortis Institute's Spring Match campaign, and we chose that name for a reason. The church has been quietly backing up for years. Fortis Institute is determined to push the other direction, to encourage churches to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ rightly and loudly. That's why we're inviting you to join us on the No Retreat Spring Match campaign. Right now, through the end of May, every dollar you give is matched, dollar for dollar. You can find out more right now at FortisInstitute.org/donate.
The hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You know those really big questions you get when your kid comes home from college? You know the ones about whether God exists, if the Bible can be trusted, why there's evil in the world, or what's wrong with everyone else's view on sexuality? Yeah, those. Road Trip to Truth doesn't dodge them. This resource is hosted by John Ferbarez, and it goes straight to college campuses and talks to students who are asking these very same questions. All four seasons available right now on Fortis Plus for free. FortisPlus.org. Most men don't make one big decision that takes them off course. No, it happens gradually, and eventually you look up and you realize, I've been coasting for years. Well, Dr. Adam Tyson has created Walk Like a Man. It's available now on Fortis Plus. Dr. Tyson knows that's the story for way too many guys right now. And so he gets into God's Word and he lays out what it actually looks like to walk with wisdom and live with real conviction. Download the Fortis Plus app right now, wherever you download apps on your smartphone, your smart TV, or just go to FortisPlus.org.
Important dates in Christian history. 325 AD. The Council of Nicaea was called to address debates perplexing the church. primarily concerning the nature of Jesus. The Nicene Creed was drafted and is still one of the standards of orthodoxy among Christians. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Give me another shot at it, man.
Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again?
1972.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Thank you very much. This is Wretched Radio. Oh, Jimmy, if I'm not mistaken, do we not have a loneliness resource coming out sometime soon?
I think so.
When?
This year.
Close enough. Just be sitting on the edge of our seat waiting for that. When this year?
This year.
All right, fine. Because it's such a big issue these days. So many people are struggling with it, and we are creating a resource. And when I say we, I mean Dr. Greg Gifford. And by the way, if you're not listening to the podcast of Dr. Greg Gifford, you are really, you're missing a blessing. That podcast is so helpful. It is so good, and it is exploding like a nobody's business. It's called Transformed. He deals with biblical counseling issues. In fact, do you remember? Hold on. I've got a thing here with the deal. He wrote an article because this, oh, here it is right here. This always struck me. You'll remember this if you heard us share what Dr. Greg Gifford said is the number one predictor of ADHD in kids. The number one, do you know what it is? It isn't gender. It isn't height. It isn't zip code. It's if you were born in August. Do you remember that? Because if you are in a state, and there's a number of all of the states where you can be registered, I think it was like from kindergarten by 5 years old by September 1st to start kindergarten, kids born in August are 30% more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD. But in the states where that's not the case, the rates are the same. What is the implication? Because these kids are born in August, they're the youngest ones in the class. That means they struggle with higher level concepts. What does that then cause? Fidgetiness, distraction, boredom, twiddle-diddle, diagnosis, medication. If you're born in the month of August, that it was just shocking to me. And it's another reason, got to tell you, I affirm what Greg wrote in this article. The mental health complex, it is busted. And these resources, they're not working. We have a mental health awareness month. He writes, we should all be able to agree mental health care is not objective medicine. Despite all the advances of science, we do not use any empirical way of verifying whether a person truly has a mental illness. We have no biological tests for psychiatric disorders, and none are in the pipeline. And so people are going to continue to be misdiagnosed as if they have a diagnosis in the first place. Given medicines that tinker with the mind, yes, there can be times when it is necessary. They're the exception, not the rule, but there can be times. But millions, I think it's 1 in 6 now, are on psychotropic medications. We're a therapeutic culture that is being given pharmaceuticals in order to make us feel better. Join Dr. Greg Gifford on his Transform podcast. By the way, Jimmy, as long as you're just the fountain of information, can we talk about the new podcasts that are going to be arriving this year at Fortis Institute?
I think you can, but
that
maybe
didn't
not
sound real declarative there. The question I think that I'm asking is, will Matt get mad? That's really what
probably.
Okay, Rob, then let's do it. Two podcasts are coming out this year. Okay, I can't tell you that it's Dr. Jason Lyle, but I'm just telling you, it's going to be a new podcast. I've heard it. He's already got a number of episodes in the can. Have you been listening to him, Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
You already getting him prepped?
Yep.
Oh, he's so good. And then another podcast coming out called Exalt the King. That's right. Exalt the King. Why? It is my belief that evangelism's goal must be the exaltation of Jesus Christ. That's the goal. It can't be conversion because you and I can't do that. That's God's territory, not ours. Our job is faithfulness. And what does it look like to be faithful? Consider what Peter said. We are here as living stones, as a royal priesthood, as a holy nation, as a chosen race to do what? To proclaim not good news. Excellencies, excellencies, to present Jesus Christ, to lift him up so high that people stare at his beauty and go, okay, I want that. I want that. If he did all of that for me, he must be so magnificent. I want him. That's the goal of evangelism. It's my hope that you'll hear that. We were out at Georgia Tech. We're going to more campuses. I think we're going to be out of Kennesaw next. We're actually going to try to do the radio program from there. It's going to be like the state fair days, if you remember that, where we just did radio right in the midst of the kids walking by, and we try to engage them and witness to them. And the goal will be to exalt Christ so that they desire him. It's the kindness of God that leads to repentance. And so this podcast is going to seek to do that. It's just one of the things that we're adding. And as long as Jimmy has brought all of this up, right now we do have a spring matching gift campaign. We would love it if you would participate in it. It means that every dollar you give, it is simply doubled so that we can do more podcasts. We can produce more books, more resources. And all free. All the resources here are free, courtesy of our gospel partners. The campaign is called No Retreat because we have no desire and no plans to go backwards in a number of ways. We're not going to water things down. And we're not going to stop producing more stuff. There are things I can't tell you yet. Wait till you hear what we're going to be doing later this year. Wait till you see the new social media rollout that we've got coming. Wait until you see the new, somebody's going to get mad at me for this, conferences that we're working on. All coming up, and we would love it if you would join us in the No Retreat campaign. You may do that at FortisInstitute.org/donate, FortisInstitute.org/donate. And speaking of, finally, the epidemic of loneliness that so many people experience, how might you get over it? Well, the encouragement of an article that was written in the Christian Post that was titled, Why Your Search for the Perfect Church is Making You Lonelier. Think of church not as a consumer experience, but as a covenantal relationship. Covenantal relationship. That should make every Presbyterian thrilled to pieces. Yes, we do love the covenants. This is where relationship outranks short-term desires. In other words, your consumer desires. That you are going to work like crazy to have deep human relationships. One on the night before his crucifixion, what did Jesus say? Love one another. Love one another. Then the New Testament epistles, they talk about covenantal love. Serve, build up, welcome, pray for, bear burdens, care for. All of that can go on in the context of the local church. But if you're not working at it, and seeing it as a covenantal relationship of love with people that might not be the ones that you would pick on Instagram to follow, because they're the ones that God has put into your life in the covenantal context of a local church. Here's some tips that might help you. Number one, expect messiness and stay there. Stay there. Don't interpret friction as failure. This is how he matures us and grows us. So you can plan on things getting kind of, it's not exactly what I like. Oh, do I need to do that again? Oh, that person always. Expect it and stay. Number two, trade convenience for commitment. Choose presence over preference, faithfulness over expedience. Stop prioritizing me. And start thinking in terms of we. That is why we're living stones being built up together. We're not manufactured bricks. We're not all the same. We're different. And we've all got to be working together to build up a spiritual kingdom. So expect messiness and trade convenience for commitment. Number three, trade screen time for FaceTime. I know. It can be nice on occasion to just chill. And now nobody would say you can never do that, but how much chilling are you and I doing? And maybe that also contributes to our loneliness. Just watching people live on a TV screen or a computer screen, that's not living itself. Sometimes it's good to just get off the couch, go do stuff with people that you don't even particularly like to do, and it will be better for you. Number four, Practice the one another verbs. You start small, repeat, and let mutuality take root. It will happen more and more, but you must persist at it because it is a priority to be in these covenantal relationships. And then finally, number five, dismantle the dream of perfect community. Don't think that you're going to find it because you ain't. Instead, find the best Bible teaching church you can, probably not too far away from your house. And even if it is, it's worth the drive, and start investing by changing your mind about the local church instead of it being, what will they do for me? But who can I find there to live in a covenantal relationship as royal priests, as holy priests, as a spiritual kingdom of God's own possession? And lo and behold, the next thing you know, you won't be so lonesome tonight, man. No, I won't do it with the accent. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.